Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December the 11th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating problem of drug and substance abuse by young people. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our website. That's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Hundreds of angry residents staged a march in Bulawayo's Entumbane high-density suburb yesterday to highlight a major problem that's afflicting our youth, drug and substance abuse. This is not a problem that's only limited to Entumbane or limited to Bulawayo. It's a problem that's ravaging our country, the entire Zimbabwe nation. Human rights activists and organizations representing young people are demanding action. Parents, like we saw yesterday in Entumbane, are pushing back. They are mobilizing against people that they accuse of peddling drugs to their children. The Bulawayo incidents is a very long story, but it's one that many people in Bulawayo are familiar to. The woman allegedly peddling drugs that was a target of yesterday's protest by Entumbane residents as well as Women of Zimbabwe Arise activists is a woman known in Bulawayo as Umahateve. We tried to reach Umahateve to no avail, but we are still trying to get her to come on board, to come on this show and answer questions. So many people in Entumbane are accusing this woman of destroying their children by peddling drugs to them. And what is of major concern to the residents is that they have tried to report her to the police. On some occasions, she has been arrested and let go. But on many others, she has been let off the hook somehow, and many people are not amused. In Harare, Plumtree, Gweru, Bedbridge, many places in Zimbabwe are grappling with the same problem. Drug abuse among our youth has become a major problem in Zimbabwe, and that's what we are talking about on this program tonight. Ilo utaba isingalo slobo ezithandekayo lamhlanje, utaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Sibonile kusibala ukutshengisela izolo Entumbane koBulawayo. Abazali, abantwana, izakhamizi zibambene labe woza zisola omunye umama obikwa ethengisa izidakamizwa kulindawo obikwa ethengisa yonke nyakanyaka ngaleyo ndlela abazali bathi hayi enough is enough, we have had enough of this nonsense and now they are pushing back, bathi makaxotshe lo mama kumbe aboshe. Kodwa amapholisa athi hayi cha, asoze sukele umuntu ngoba kasilabo ubufakazi, sesike samraider sangatholi lutho kumbe sathola something. Kodwa abanye abahlala endlini bathi ngokwabo sakwaboshwa ke bona. Yilo udaba esikhuluma ngalo. Ungaba usePlumtree, ungaba useHarare, ngiyazi ukuthi kayisilo daba olutsha kuwe lolo, ludaba olwenzakalayo, olubona ngamehlo, olusenzakala mihla lamalanga. Usizwa njalo la ngendlebe kukhulunywa ngalo imihla lamalanga. Kambe lungaqedwa njani udaba lwezidakamizwa phakathi na kwabontanga? Ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukurane zvayo nasi vedwe nyaya ikushandiswa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki. Nezuro takaona vagari veentumbane vachiratidzira vakabatana nenhengo dzehoza vachishora mumwe mudzimai anogara kuentumbane anonzi ari kunzi ari kutengesa zvinodhaka. Ari kunzi ari kupomerwa nyaya dzekutengesera vana vechikoro, vana vadiki diki zvinodhaka zvakawanda wanda. Tichange tichinzva zvakawanda nenyaya iyoyo nemumwe anogara kuentumbane uyezve akaratidzira nezvoro. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuvhiya nhasi. Tichida kunzwa kwamuri vabereki vechidiki kuti dambudziko iri tingaripedza sei munyika, because besides health implications, there are many problems associated with drug abuse. I'm sure many of you have heard about the opioid problem here in America. Many people, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, are dying of drug abuse every year. And let's dive in. We have our first guest, that's Tawanda Mafuta of the organization Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. Tawanda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great, and how are you doing?
We are trying. We are trying these hard times in our country, you know.
I know. Rambaka, Rambai Makashinga, Mkoma Wangu, thank you for joining us. And on the other line now we have Natasha Mponde, a resident in Entumbane. She's among those who demonstrated against the alleged drug peddler Umahateve yesterday. Natasha, good evening and welcome.
Njani?
Hai sikona unjani wena?
Hai ngiyaphila ngiyakuzali.
Hai siyaphila. Siyabonga ngokuba lati kuhlelo. Let me start with you, Tawanda. How much of a problem is drug and substance abuse among our youth?
Well, it is a real problem in our country, and it's growing almost every day. Maybe I will just start by giving just a bit of, you know, a bit of statistics in terms of how we can actually see these things from a statistical point of view. If we check in all the hospitals in Zimbabwe, I think it's where we have Sakatrek was in Zimbabwe. They say that over 60% of patients who are in the Sakatrek was are drug induced diabetes patients. And the 80% of those 60% are young people under the age of 26. That's number one. That only can tell us that it's a real problem in our country. And you can also check with the 2014 report, which says 4.7 young people in Zimbabwe under the age of 21 died because of drug abuse related cases. That was in 2014. What about now in 2018, where everyone is talking about drug abuse in every community? So it's a growing problem. And also you look at each and every corner, especially in those high density suburbs, low density suburbs, every corner you find there is a drug lord, there is a drug house, every corner. So it's a growing problem, and it's kind of becoming a source of income for many. Because it's pain to say. So it's growing, it's mushrooming every day, and a lot of young people are involved in these dealings, in these things. So it's growing, like, you know, it's awesome to say. And also you can check out even in terms of the criminal cases. If you check with the Zimbabwe Public Police Side Investigation Department, you would see that they say that, oh, they deal with over 100 cases of drug abuse cases in a per day. Which is also the cause one never every day 100 cases of drug abuse. So it's a growing problem in our country, and we need to do something. And we have been saying that if we don't act now, we would not be able to actually address the problem if we can do like now. So it's a challenge in our country. We still have a long way to go. It's a big, big problem. And it's an obstacle to development. Because we can talk about development when we still have drug abuse now in our midst.
And Tawanda, which are the drugs of choice? Which ones are the most popular among the youth?
Well, it then depends now with the suburb. But then we have two types of drugs that we have. We've got what we call medicinal drugs. Those we can get even to hospitals and pharmacies. Then we have also narcotic drugs, which are taken for pleasure. And then some of these narcotic drugs are homemade drugs. So we have also, like, the well-known Bronclear. We have also those drugs that are taken for one. And then we also talk about the issue to do with those high alcohol substances. And then I also heard in Blawaya, there's also Nyaope. The homemade drugs that is coming from South Africa, so getting into the country slowly. But then in Blawai, that's why so many cases that are coming from Blawai side, coming to Gweru, Kwekwe, Shuchakuno. So those are some of the commonly abused drugs in our country. Bronclear, Makov, those are it's a cough mixture. Then also, they've also gone to an extent of even abusing those ARV tablets, which is also another problem that's growing also in our country. Then also look at cocaine. It's also being found here in Zimbabwe. Young people are also taking cocaine, and then also heroin. We talk of even these strong stuff beers, Blue Diamond, that are coming from Mozambique, from Malawi, all those things. So those are the commonly abused drugs. For now, yeah, that are being abused by our fellow young people in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Tawanda, and please do stay on the line. Ngize kuwe Natasha, sibone izolo umanyana lezinye izakhamizi zeNtumbane esifika phose inkulungwane li itshengisela ngalolu daba. Ungasitshela ukuthi lubhahe kanganani udaba lwezidakamizwa eNtumbane?
Udaba lwezidakamizwa lapha eNtumbane lubhahe kakhulu ngoba luqalise ngonyaka ka-2014 kuze kuyefika kathesi ngo-2018, okutshengisela ukuthi bese lulesikhathi eside lusenzakala kodwa kungela lutho amapholisa aluyenzayo, ngoba abaningi izakhamizi lapha eNtumbane bezizama ukuthi zingani zicazile lolu daba, bebonisane lamapholisa ukuba beyenze njani, kodwa akula ngitho okade thatha inyathelo emapholiseni ngalolu daba.
Izolo khonapho belijonge umama elithi ngumahadebe onguye elimethesa umlando wokuthengisela abantwana izidakamizwa. Kuyini kahle akufuqayo?
Umama umahadebe akufuqayo lapha uthengisa izidakamizwa ezinjengabo Bronclear, odayipapa, imbanje labonyawophe, lamaphilisi okukhipha isisu.
Uke wakhuluma ngendaba yomunye osakhulayo owakhipha isisu ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla wasuka watshona. Sixoxe ngamafitshane ngalokho kolunye uhlelo lwethu. Ungasitshela lolu daba ngokugcwele ukuthi uhamba njani?
Lo mntwana ubele 16 years, umntwana oyinkazana. Lo mntwana uhambe wayathenga amaphilisi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kasebenzisanga ngendlela, njalo futhi bekungiyela owezempilakahle okumele amtshele ukuthi awasebenzise njani. Wasebenzisa ngendlela engayisiyo, wagcina esewa-overdosile, watholakala esengobhidayo ngabadala. Kodwa kungasenani umntwana lona utholakale esebhide okudlulisileyo, wagcina eseswelakala.
Aha, sithe sikhuluma Natasha Elia wathi bakhona abasakhulayo abasebenzisa izidakamizwa obaziyo. Ungabuntholele omunye wabo?
Ye, ukhona omunye engimtholileyo ngilaye.
Okay, ungamupha ucingo sikhulume laye.
Hayi, kulungile.
Yebo, mnumzana kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphile.
Ye, igama lakho kasi soze silidinge. Kodwa ungasichasisela kahle kahle ukuthi kungani usebenzisa isidakamizo?
Isidakamizo yinto e-addictive, and isidakamizo yinto othi ungayiqalisa kube luhambo loluyana ukuthi kuya ungamelanga nje, kube luhambo lokuyekela nje kathize ungazange wathola izaluleko lokuncediseka. So izidakamizwa mina njengomntwana osakhulayo ngaziqalisa ngisesikolo ngiwu-form 3, and ngiziqalisa khona lapho ngiwu-form 3 ngayikwenza nje kuyinto engithi iyangijabulisa, but ngokuhamba kwesikhathi it became a part of my life, and kuba nzima ukuthi ngehluleke ukuthi ngikwazi ukuziya lezo zidakamizwa. And recently I approached certain people that it might try to help me, but sometimes kuya kukuhambe kuphinde kubuye. And ngikhuluma nje kathesi ngisengile almost 3 weeks ngizama ukuthi ngiyekele ukusebenzisa, and I'm believing ukuthi kuzangisebenzela, but izidakamizwa kuhambe olukuthi ungaluqalisa vele kunzima ukuthi yekele, especially imba.
Which drugs do you use?
I mina ngi-addicted kakhulu kizo zimbanje.
Uzithenga ngaphi? Komahadeve?
Imbanje ngiyithenga komahadeve entumbane.
Yimalini ibhora?
Ibhora lembanje idola.
Wena ule minyaka emingaki?
Mina kathesi ngile 22 years.
22 years. Usahamba esikolo?
Ayesikolo ngase ngiqedile u-A level, so ngaswela izimali zokuthi ngiqhubekele phambili, but i-A level ngase ngiqedile.
Wapasa?
Ngapasa ngile 13 points.
Okay, aqhubeka kubambile khonapho. Tawanda Ndimbozo kakwauri. I'm talking to a 22-year-old whose name we cannot reveal, but he's a resident of Entumbane in Bulawayo. He smokes weed, a lot of it. Imbanje, upema imbanje, ano sutambanje. Anzi andicha goni kurega. Saga I've tried but I've relapsed. Saga right now anzi ndine ma viki 3 matatu ndichi ndisinga sutimbanje zacho. Anzi I'm trying to quit. Zviri kunetsa. Zvi zvamunga taura ne zviri kutaura nemfesu.
Yeah, I think Shakutanga is said to have that kind of a situation in Zimbabwe. For your own information, I think the people might need to know that in Zimbabwe, Mukuzarakwayo, we don't have what you call a drug rehab center in Zimbabwe, Mukuzarakwayo. People are busy focusing on other things that are not pertinent and forgetting about this issue, which is a very crucial issue in our economy, in terms of growing our economy. So we don't have a drug rehab center in Zimbabwe. Therefore, those people who are drug addicts, they are feeling difficult. They are finding it difficult to actually come out of that, you know, cage of addiction. So that's why this guy is finding it difficult, because I see because Hana is supporting a mechanism that is being brought to him at the time of need. So it's a challenge, number one. Two, even in terms of our communities, in our grassroots level, we don't have actually qualified personnel from the police level to the social welfare to the health services, health providers, the clinics, the hospitals. We don't have the qualified people who can actually address or attend to the addiction of these people. Because when we talk of those people who are addicted by drug abuse, they are falling under psychosis patients. Which is a different issue on its own when it comes to drug abuse issue. So the challenge is what we are trying to do is we're trying to bring an awareness to the community as well to the government. We've been advocating for this thing, I think, since 2015 when we started establishing this organization, in 2015. To say, government, we need to do something about this thing. Yes, it's happening. Yes, we have resources. But then let's try to put some mechanism at each and every hospital. Let's have a rehab center where we can have even my incoming patients, outpatient facility for those people who are drug addicts. So at least we are doing something. But then right now, you just go Kupare, and then you are being fed to annex. You don't know Rabbi Jackson or two participants, just like that. But every time a partner is sent, they can stay there. Ubogaro, but say what they know to grow power, right? Or a supporting mechanism, you say, after Wanda Kumba, you need to do 1, 2, 3. I also need to talk about the issue to do why are young people taking this drug? It's because they are idle. So when you are idle, then look for something that can occupy your time. Therefore, you start to take drugs. This guy is taking banjo, right? In a one-tram banjo, or a musukona. And everything is okay. This guy is also a brilliant child. Taking points is not a joke.
That's not a joke. That's not a joke. I mean, he's a genius. Yeah. He's very smart.
Yes, you see. So we are losing a productive person in our economy. Yet we are busy talking about things that even has to do with. Right now we're talking about the 23rd agenda, right, in Zimbabwe. But then we cannot reach, we cannot actually attain that goal as long as the drug abuse issue has really been resolved. But the 2030 agenda is also trying to push forward young people in the limelight. Yes, these young people are the ones who are taking drugs today, that are dying today, that are, getting all those kind of diseases because of drug abuse today. So if we fail to address the problem right now, today, we might not be able to attain our goals and objectives in 2030, in 2025, in 2050, and all those things. So it's a challenge. We need to do something about this. We have been talking about it since, I don't know, but our government is not prioritizing this issue. Look, I'll give an example of HIV/AIDS. We need to come up with my policies, we come up with my strategies, how best we can combat this. But right now we're talking about, we are celebrating some size, some achievements that we have been doing as a way of taking the HIV days. Why can't we do the same effort that we are putting into HIV days? Why can't we put the same effort in drug abuse? Well, at least HIV AIDS, you can get support that you need for free or at a reasonable price. But if the drug abuse, you need to be filthy rich for you to be sent to South Africa where you can get a service for you at a rehab center. But in Zimbabwe, you don't have a drug rehab center.
Uh-huh.
You need to look at all those things. So it's a challenge that we are also facing as a country. The ministry has to play its part. The Ministry of Youth, they have also to be voice for the voiceless.
If I may come in there, Tawanda, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I take our first listener, it's 25 minutes past 8. This is The Connection. We are broadcasting live from the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, we are talking about the escalating problem of drug and substance abuse by our youth. And my guests tonight Tawanda Mafuta of the Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. I also have Natasha Mponde, an Tumbane resident who marched together with hundreds of other residents yesterday. Vachi gunungona nekutenge swa kwezino daga bekonona ngokuthengi swa kwezi tagamizwa ngomonye abati ngumahadebe. Si zamile ukudinga incingo zakho umahadebe sehlulekile kodwa mayilalele. Funokufona engasifonela amapholisa athi ayalwazi udaba lwe entumbane ayalwazi udaba oluhluphayo kodwa bathi hayi umahadebe lo kayisuyemsolwa ngoba kabalabo ubufakazi bokubana uyakwenza lokho. Owesithathu engilaye ngumfana osakhulayo, a brilliant boy, he's 22 years old, uleminyaka ngu-22. Mumuandi naye wechitatu mkomana anemakore 22 arikuti ano shandisa zvinodhaka anzi ndino nyatso sudambanje maningi naizvozvo andigoni kusiya. The reason why I'm saying he's a genius is that akaita A level yake akabura ne 13 points asi hanzi ndakashaya mari yekuendera mberi nechikoro. Wenza u-A level lucha esila ecingweni waphumale 13 points and that's not a joke, people. You gotta give it to this boy. Kodwa uthi izidakamizwa ziyamkhulela uzithenga komahadebe. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana angakathathi umlaleli. Ibhora uthe lilithenga ngedola ngelanga ubhema amabhora amangaki?
Ngelanga kuyabe kusiya ngokuthi sometimes i-activity yabuyenza iyabe ingenzani, but esikhathini esiningi vele bengikwanisa ukuthi even a-maximum of 3 ngelanga bengikwanisa ukuzibeka, especially nxa kungama-activity lani ukuthi maybe we're going for outing and such stuff into lapho okuyabe kule height sometimes because ngikhuluma nje mina endlini vele abakwazi ukuthi mina ama-idakamizwa ngiyasebenza isimbanje ngasiyona and I feel sitting that for long and I really try so hard sometimes to teach, but I find myself going back from what I started. So being the teacher sokuthi ngazi ukuthi ngingasizakala kanjani, but yeah.
Nxa uyabhema amabhora angu 3 every day, $3 you are spending $3 every day. Iviki siyaphela sule $21 uyasebenza uyithola ngaphi imali?
Ya njengokulokhuza sometimes ngiyabe ngihlanganisa and lakhonkhani ukuthi nxa ngilokhuza endlini I'm one of the person engathi ngithembakele when it comes to executing activities. So ngiyabe ngikwazi ukuthi ngokwazi ukuthunywa maybe ngithole ikhathi kumbelani ngakwazi ngihlala lami ngingelayo imali ngihambe ebanganini njene, but an average of $3 that's a maximum that I use at the same for us.
Aha, na kube kubambile khonapo sithathe umlaleli Timbotora Mtereri vachibedura. Makadi enyu vachibedura?
Tiripezeri makadini uku.
Aiwa, tinofara hedu. Kuri sei kwamuri?
Kuri nani sereka, maita basa. Ndoperera chinguva chenyu each and every day.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndanzwa topikiripo nenyaya yezvinhu zvinodzaka izvi.
Tipeyo pfungwa dzei?
Nyaya iyori inotondibata-bata zvizhinji iyori. Nekuti pane imwe nhau yakaitika kumashure uko asi ndeyemunina wangu. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti nhau iri kuitika mukati menyika yezimbabwe inyaya yeikonomi. Maindastri avo akavharwa kusina mabasa. Saka vachangopedza chikoro havasina kana zvekuita mukati menyika yezimbabwe. Saka zvaakuitisa kuti vanhu vana vadiki ava vakwanise kuita zvavari kuita izvi nekuti havana ichikuita. Saka zvakaitika panyaya yandaida kuti ndikwanise kutaurira veruzhinji inhau yekuti madrugs aya around Zimbabwe, especially on Jimbo in Norton. Shuku involve a foot in a police and my CID. This is not a discovery, I mean, when you know, under a city, a haja, why does it do some Katimba, Tinders, as Dawa, Tinders, as in Kana, a Tinders, as in Shinro Chichi, a Chakuta, Wakanaka, Kunopera, Alumbreta, Muna, right. Can I ask him about the job of my dad? You will not my dad, you know that I come from the area gay. So I don't want to care for the Kunova footage. I want to pay the father. I want to pay the family. So I mean, I have to pay here. I have to pay the share on Raju. I want to pay some drugs. No way. So now we are looking at the empty. I can't come up with my dad's wire. My watch has been activity. Name,
Saga, mkomo wangu, saga mningina wenyu uyu, akazo siya ere, are kupi?
Kusia, akakusia, akupesanda, nanomisha gerozo, mbata mbata, akupesanda.
Aha, akakona se kusia.
Mwamira, akakona majadu.
Ndataka kuona sei kusia akaenda ku rehab kana kuti akangosiyana nazvo.
Ipapo ndimwara akashanda munhu atikatotanga kutotsanyira chomba tiromuna mato. Vanhu vese mhuri yese takatoungana tichomba tiromuna mato kuti at least mwari anzoti tine kuti zvaanga akuita zvacho zvazanga zviri uncontrollable.
Aiwa tinote
akanga akutudza manje.
Aha, naiwa tinotenda vachibedura nekupinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much.
Oh, ndata naita basa manzinda muchirongwa.
Aha, thank you there. Nipenduke kuwe mnumzana. So ute abazali kabakwazi ukuthi uyaphema. Izimbanje zoto siphemayo akulo okunye ukuthatha.
Imbanje kuphela okunye akulenguzema yempema imbanje kuphela izisebenza endiyizo emfundisana ngalo onke amandla ukuthi ngizalekele ngithemba ukuthi this time ngizaphumela but sengake ngakuzama almost more than 5 times if I can remember but ngibe mbuyi and konkana it really kills my instinct ngiyenza lami ngingabili ubuntu ebantwini. I don't know how can I explain this, but I really
akuchasise khonapho uthi ukwenza ungabi lobuntu ebantwini nxa zikunankile zikudabulile sibili yabo sizwa njani
zinxa ngiyabe ngidakiwe sometimes ngiyabe ngilokuthula and ngingela livevele liyani engiba lalo especially njengakathesi khonapho nxa ngiyabe nginganathanga ngiyabe sengilokuthula and nemicabango yami yabe ingani iba crazy. And that feeling that you feel like secure and that feeling having
and what kind of help really do you need? What kind of assistance would you say you need to quit that habit?
Yeah, definitely there were some possibilities if I can get a rehab or if I can get someone professional who can really assist me and like follow the steps that I could do to teach, I would really appreciate that, and I would really do.
Okay, thank you. Then please just stay on the line. Mkoma Tawanda Nimbozo Kirakwamori.
Yes.
Somebody in America hearing this guy's story might be surprised, really. It's a fascinating story because here in America, smoking mbanje, smoking marijuana is legal in many states, including here in D.C., where we are broadcasting from. As long as you smoke in your house, you are allowed to plant a couple of trees in your house. No one bothers you. Vavunyelwa vanobvumidzwa vanhu vakawanda ku mastates akawanda muno muAmerica anobvumidza vanhu kusuta mbanje. And really many people don't see that as a big deal. And believe me, you, many people do smoke weed here in America. So from that standpoint, from somebody who's used to smoking weed in America, who's used to having friends smoking banje every day, and hearing somebody in Zimbabwe needing help, that, saying that they've become addicted to marijuana. I mean, what's your take on that story, really?
Well, I think the first point, I think, is to actually be able to call or to invite people who have got resources to establish the rehab center in Zimbabwe. At least if we'd be able to get even one rehab center at the capital city of Harare of Zimbabwe, I think it will even save other parts of Zimbabwe. Just one is enough. And also, maybe temporarily, we can also use the already existing structures in the community to say where this guy is, Entubane, right?
Uh-huh.
And we can then try to also establish some programs there, and also try to invite other partners to come. But we can also offer assistance from the grassroots level. For example, we have also come addiction counselors who are well-trained, qualified to deal with addiction cases, specifically drug abuse, drug addiction cases. So we could then bring those people at the community level.
Let me come in there, Tawanda, and cut to the chase and be blunt. Somebody in America who smokes weed every day might say, you know, smoking weed is not addictive. On the contrary, it helps your health. You know, you've heard about medical marijuana, which is big here in America. What would you say to somebody hearing this guy's story who says, mbanje, apana problem, mbanje is not addictive?
Okay. Well, mbanje is a plant, right? And mbanje is good. You can get over 365 chemicals from marijuana plant, from the mbanje plant only. That's where they're getting the meat, they put mbanje is a herbal. Mbanje is a good plant for your health. Why? Because these 365 over 365 chemicals, they are unprocessed chemicals. That's number one. So you cannot get take mbanje straight from the plant and then you talk out of water. Then you say, I want to get health. That would be the end of my health. You want to put a blade in my academy. You'll be fooling yourself. Why? Because these are an unprocessed plant, which then lead to you get more problems. Of course, the number one is addiction. Addiction is there because you then need to, the feeling of, you know, wanting to get more of the plant. So it will then born more and more problems. This is the likes of high blood pressure, addiction, of course, that's the main one. And also, the research has it that a body that abuses drugs has got, it's like marijuana, has got 70% chances of getting 5 to 6 types of cancer. That's number one. A body that abuses drugs, as long as you are below 26 years of age, you are prone to have, it will then affect the third generation offspring. Meaning to say, good, we can have mana up and down syndrome. Mana, I think, animal learning disability or disabled. Also, because of some drugs, I chose infertility. That's marijuana for you. Both are taking it straight. Both, remember, in our system already, we have got materials in our system already. And then you are putting another chemical in your system. In the final good, we are saying mazo and mvura. We are listening mazo and mvura. And at the end of the ramani mvura mazo, it is a drink. That is the same with you keep on putting another chemical in your system. And then you form another chemical, which you don't know the result or the name of the chemical. You then start to have more problems in your system. They will have water. One more loss of weight gain. Yeah, and I want those cancer problems that you are now facing. I have a BP at your age of 26, at age of 20, 18, you are getting my warm up BP tablet. It's a shame.
Mm.
Addiction has got 3 stages. The first stage of addiction is okay. You can get help by just talking to you, like what I'm talking to you right now. You can get a help, and then you can just leave drugs, just like that. Then you have got the second stage of addiction, which is which we say you're on average. It's either you can get treated by just counseling, or you just need to be taken out from the or from the environment that you're living in. And then the late stage of addiction, we're just waiting for you to go. But there's nothing we can do unless if you are still rich,
mm-hmm.
where you can then go to South Africa where you pay $1.5 US for detoxification process. Where we need to be drained all the drugs in your system to be drained, then you have a fresh blood in your system. But it's expensive. But
mm-hmm.
most of the young people who are taking drugs in our communities, they don't have that money. They only go to hospital who can allow our number of going to go diagnosis, the woman who can actually write here. It's not our culture, it's African in Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Tawanda. And please do stay on the line. It's 18 minutes before 9 o'clock, tonight we are talking drug and substance abuse among our youth, we have a caller on the line, Umatita. Good evening, caller, and welcome.
Hey, Linja.
Siyaphila njani lawo?
Hayi dini.
Yeah, use xhoma kuphi kwenda?
Angise gogwe komsala.
Aha, kunjani gogwe ba? Ucingo lakho liyaquma madida, ungahamba lapho khona mhlawumbe singaxhumana kuhle.
Anyaliza kahle.
Aha, sesikuzwa. Uyizwile indaba ukusiphumbono wakho.
Eh, ngiyayizwa sibili indaba ikuthi hey le ilozana abantwana sibonakele kakhulu abantwana besikolo.
Ngabe nabantwana madida, galisa bagoqi yini?
Zama ama WhatsApp lawa abuyayo, abantwana bayagugula, bayenza yonke into, so yikho sokuphambanisa.
Yebo, bakithi.
Sebenzile masiyaza. Sendiyangenela sithi bonke kanjani ngoba abantwana ayazakuyababulala, ikakhulu yona le imbanje le yaya ibathwala isenzini.
Kati ilinywa ngapha amapolisi egcwele kangaka madida?
Bayayilima abantu, bayayilima, igcwele umhlaba wonke, kodwa ukuthi uyoyiqonda ukuthi ilapha lapho kuhlupha khona.
Yebo, bakithi. Lakhona ngapha egogwe ludaba oluhluphayo mpela.
Luyahlupha ize lonke nje yazidakamizwa lezi kuyahlupha nje ukuthi manxa ungakazi ukwazi ukuthi lapha kodwa umhlaba wonke.
Yeah, bakithi. Hayi, siyabonga madida ngokungena kuhlelo. Sile Themba balalele laba basakhulayo bazathiyana lawo lomkhuba ngoba kusebenzisa isidakamizwa ludabo lusuke lungabaphambanisi kuphela kwezempila kahle kodwa uthole ukuba naye ikusasa lakho selichabalele.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga uhlelo lwenu ngoba luyayenza ukuthi sibakhuthaze bezivele labo ngoba balalele khona babaningi.
Aha, hayi siyabonga ube lobusuku obuhle madida.
Hayi, kubonga mina ntungamini.
Aha, that was madida, ba madida bati fonera bari kugogo yanza hayi dambudziko irakazara kwese kwese munyika chero kuno kugogwe. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana. I'm sure ulaba bangane elitsha lonke imbanje kumba bathatha amanye ama drugs kunjani?
Yebo, hayi bakhona engiseya labo it's like a community and something that is really there, so we really to help each other and ngithemba lokuthi labo abanye sengathola usizo lami endifisayo because seriously 100% asimpilo le esabe siyiphila sometimes sabe singela choice and yabulesifiso sokuthi ukhiphe but sometimes because we have started it becomes a bit difficult especially if you don't have someone who would assist you and encourage you.
Ebona abangane bakho what kind of drugs abawathathayo?
Ya esikhathi esiningi especially njengokuthi izinto sometimes abe silwanzima especially nxa kuthi nedisi imali like yatshansakala abanye bakwanisa ukusebenzisa ubhonka abanye basebenzisa odayipapa abanye basebenzisa inyawumbe into njengazinalezo nje but mina enjalo ukuthi sometimes ngizama ukuthi ngikutshaye for someone once told me ukuthi ma usele imbanje don substitute imbanje ye-everest and sometimes ngingayibhema ngangithala ikhanda bekuthanda ukuthi kwaze kwangihlula and I always try so hard ukuthi nxa ngingaswelanga ngiswele imali I'll try so hard ukuthi ngithole ukuthi nibhintene imbanje but that's something that I don't want to do anymore.
Aha, sakhona uNatasha ecele.
Ye, ngikhona.
Uyamuzwa lujaha Natasha lihlala lonke khona ngapho eNtumbane. Udubo lolu ludubo olubona insuku zonke lusenzakala phambi kwamehlo akho phambi nako obuso bakho. Kuyini ofuna kwenziwe lungalwiswa njani lolu dubo?
Lolu dubo isifiso sami kakhulu yikuthi ngifuna amapolisa a-investigate kahle indaba leyo njenga-investigator ku-prosecute abantu behambe emakhoti ngendlela ezifaneleyo njalo futhi okusemthethweni okuqondileyo umuntu agwetwe angene ejele aseve iminyaka yakhe yonke kungabi lo muntu ophumayo ukuthi namhla uvuke ebothiwe simbone ngumuntu ofake izankosi sasase simbone ehambe ekhareni sethengisa futhi into esifunayo ukuthi yonke into iyenziwe ngomthetho ku-investigator kungene ekhothi umuntu agwete aboshe njalokuthi kungabi lo muntu ophuma iminyaka yakhe ingakakwani.
Aha, thank you there, Natasha, and please do stay on the line as we move on to a caller, Ulunga. Lunga, good evening and welcome.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I see a pillow in Janila.
Hi, I'm today.
Bang, geno yi nabantuana.
Yeah, uyabona ukuthi abantwana singabasola yebo kodwa singabasoli ngoba uyabona lo muntu odayisayo odayisa idakamizwa uyazi ungene ngeyinye indlela uyazi okungelula nje ukuthi abantwana bangasurvivor kuyo ngoba ma uthole ukuthi bathi icale nje yini kufana nama-schools uyabona ukuthi odayisela abantwana ngento into ezifana nalezo nokuzithenga ngenhloso yokuthi bayada kathi sebejoyine nje into ezifana nalezo umama lo kusho ukuthi ngesindlela embona ngayo mina isimo esikhona lapha eZimbabwe ukhona umuntu omsebenzelayo mpela umuntu osezingeni eliphezulu osathwa ngisho nangamaphoyisa ndindlela embona ngayo ngoba ma kuyathi sokube nomntwana oye washona mpela ezama ukumkhipha isisu nala amaphilisi awaphathayo ukhipha isisu uwathathathe nje esimeni esinje eselideni uyabona ukuthi amaphoyisa amabethe abambophi abanabufakazi ekubeni ujaha lo okhulumayo nje manje ukuthi uthenga kakuye ngiyengikholwa ukuthi abo kumphakathi amaphoyisa lokudingayo kokwezidlalo kokukhulunywa kuyondoda lezi okhuluma u-spend abo $3 ngelanga. So engicabanga ukuthi mina abantu basentumbane ngibona ngathi iplani abangase bayenze kona nje bamaphoyisidana lifakazi yikuthi bezibambele yena umama leyo mathupha eyiphethe leyo nto ayidayisayo bemuyise bona emaphoyiseni straight away bebone ukuthi kusuka lapho-ke kuyosebenzeka kanjani-ke maye emkhulula kusho khona ukuthi ivele nje omunye nomunye sengazidayisela nje ngokukhululeka kwakhe nje engasabi ukuthi uzoboshwa ikona indaba.
Hayi siyayithola uyibeka kuhle mnumzana Lunga, siyabonga ungena kuhle.
Okay, ngibonile
mfethu. Aha, nimbozo ka kwa Muri mkoma Tawanda. Pane vamwe va noti vari kuti kazhinji vechidiki vanowanikwa vachishandisa zvinodhaka. Ndevavaya vari kubuda muma families mumhuri dzatingati ma dysfunctional families. Maybe vabereki vanenge vasipo vari kudiaspora kana kuti varipo vabereki vacho but they don't pay attention yakawanda kuvana vavo. Izvizva muri kuona ipapo ndizvo here?
Well, yeah, it's one of the things, one of the factors are okay, but it's not like an old time reason. Why is that reason? Of course, now there is lack of parental guidance. Amongst our young people, kuti the world we are living in, I change my try as one. Karaisi yesu kare kuti mwana mumba aipinda na 5 o'clock wafuranga apinda mpaka rafasi bari mazuwano mwana mwana wangu apinda mpaka usiku kana mwana makusini mwana ili bei kuti okay with it these days. So even whether mbari ideri kari po hapo yes it's happening, there's level of parental guidance, even the wari po urwansi po they are usina that proper guidance or proper parenthood ya kuti vabereki vaabhizi zvakamari nazvo amuda makuseni na 6 o'clock ozikwamanheri na 8 o'clock mwana anenge ara or mwana anengari kurumu kwake or anenge asogotifamba pacho. So it's one of the factors then also among I think also we need to talk about the issue with the young generation of our time. We have been taken by the influence of media and public figures in the drive to take drugs. The media is also playing a pivotal role in terms of, you know, controlling drug abuse in our country. Look at some of our artists singing songs that are promoting drug abuse. We also have the issue to do with peer pressure around young people. Those who are at college or were in school, they are also having the same problem, peer pressure. And also, let's not forget about the issue of misinformation. We've been growing up with good issues. If you take a band, you become a guru in account or in mathematics. That is a myth. I think if we had time, I would then explain the scientific and the factors that are in it in terms of how drugs affect your brain and your state of mind. Then also the two issues to do with experimenting. We have heard that is taking experimenting. If you want to be happy, if you want to get more fun, that's why they're trying to experiment. But it's not doing, we're getting to addiction. And therefore, it's level, I think, to these drugs. So, yes, of course, the issue of parental guidance, but it's one of the factors. But then I also need to stress a point here, with the lack of government pride in addressing this problem is one of the major causes of drug abuse. Government is not doing much in terms of addressing this problem. If we look at in terms of the root causes of drug abuse, you look at it's due to idleness, unemployment, lack of policies and regulations that will guide and protect the masses. I will also mention a few ones but again, I think I'm sure our time is getting up. But I also mention a few. We've also got the Dangerous Drug Act in Zimbabwe. Our Dangerous Drug Act in Zimbabwe is last amended in 1996. And the drugs that are listed in that act, Dagudara, this is the traditional drugs, so they are not recorded in the act. Which is finding difficult for the enforcers, law enforcers, to deal with the case, because it's not in the law. One. Two, the Public Health Act, or the Public Health Policy, is talks of not to sell persons under 18 years of age of alcohol, but it is silent in terms of consumption. So you cannot buy alcohol, but you can consume alcohol as long as you are in the room when I'm in 10 years or 11 years. So those are some of the loopholes that our laws have. Then we also look at, we also check out in terms of the local licensing act, our local bylaws, in a setup, for example, in a setup where we have got 10,000 houses, we expect to have at least 50 maji, my beer or my tavern or my bottle store. But we find to in 10,000, we've got over 60% of the space is occupied by bottle stores.
Mm-hmm.
We then increase the availability of these drugs. So it's not going to affect one of our trauma drugs. But imagine 5 days from your house, you're getting to a beer or a taxi or where a drug lord is situated in it. So that's another feeling that's contributing to the uptake of drugs in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Thank you, Tawanda. And we have 3 minutes remaining on the clock. Young man, coming back to you, give us your last word before I give you some counseling.
All right. Just narrowing the piece of good thing, I'm going to be in the maybe I would see the Maric Space Now centers that might put on the issue of advising young people, telling them the importance of staying away from drugs. Also, I have experienced men, especially one of my colleagues, they tell people who have been performing better than me, due to that they might be getting medications that was using a lot of freedom, and they ended up smoking more and drugs, like smoking like this. It also needs to only if you smoke 2 days, tomorrow might smoke in 3 days. Process is ongoing. So I really desire that if you have recreational centers that help these young people that are in trouble.
I'm not a counselor, but I can give you some advice. You're a young man with a future ahead of you, very intelligent, very smart, 13 points at A level. That's not a joke. Focus and fun. Udinge umuntu ngaku ongakusiza i-counseling uyidinge mhlawumbe i-rehab awusozuyithole badinga i-counseling uhlale phansi uchiye abangane bakho bonabo obhema laba imbanje oyenza laba isidakamizwa ufocus mafana u-intelligent uhlakaniphile ulobuchopho ikusasa lakho liyakhazimula. You just need to focus. Uye esikolo udinga ama scholarships lapha and quit ikampani yakho yonke leyo odlala layo nsuku zonke. Siyazwana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu and ngamazi lokwakha la mathamsa nqamathe, and that's really my desire lami ukuthi ngikwazi ukuhlukana lakho kokuthi and forever. And I'm even afraid ukuthi after saying such conversation is one of the things that it really, really, really kills.
Don't relapse. Thank you there. We had on this show Tawanda Mafuta of the Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. Natasha Mponde, a resident in Entumbane, and this drug abuser, Esingasozi Simukambengeka. Next week, the last show yami konapa, and sizabe sikhuluma nge porn addiction. Singayikatsana. Bye bye.